Okay, today we're going to begin the first of the halacha series of the Sunday Shiurim. I was told to dedicate the shiur Refuah Shleima Liba Chaviva Bas Pesha, Refuah Shleima. Okay, we're going to have a series of shiurim now before the Yom Tovim on Simchas Yontif. And that will be the Shiur Halacha, five Shiurim on Simchas Yontif every Sunday. Plus, Bezer Shem will have other Shiurim on the specific Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, etc. But that we're going to have these Shiurim starting today on these on the general Simchas Yontif in a general sense, and then we'll go have other shiurim at different times of the week, closer to the Yom Tovim, on the specific inyan. Okay. In Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk says, "Berak Tazayin, pasuk Yudalad, Samachta mechagecha ato vidcho vitecha va'abducha va'moscho v'halevi." That there is a mitzvah of simcha. And simcha is a very unclear to understand what simcha is, a state of mind, a state of being, etc. But apparently, as we'll see, that simcha is a specific thing. Because, of course, you know, say a person says, "I'm happy, I'm just happy." So that ultimately is what we want you to be, especially on the Yom Tovim. But the mitzvah of simcha has a specific formula to it, as we'll see. Not just a state of a mood of being happy, but there's a specific mitzvah involved, and simcha has to be done in a specific way. And that is defined in the Gemara in Chagiga on page 2, on Chesam Ralf. The Torah says, "V'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachas l'simcha." Mikan amru chachamim, Yisrael yotzim yidei chovosom v'nedorim v'nedovos v'maisa behema v'akohanim mechatas v'asham v'b'chor v'chazeh v'shok. In other words, the mitzvah of simcha, the way the Gemara here defines it, is eating korbanos. So Yisrael has to eat the karbanos that he's allowed to eat, the nadarim, the davos, maise behema, etc. And the kohanim can eat even what Yisrael eats is called kachim kalim, which is the lower form of kedusha that is eaten all of Yerushalayim. And the Kohanim eat even things that are kochim, like a korban chatas. That's eaten only in the Azara by the Kohanim. Kochim chatas, asham, etc. Then, so basically, the mitzvah of simcha is not just being happy, but it's eating karbanos. Hopefully that'll make you happy. But if you don't do that, again, there are two parts of the mitzvah of simcha. There's the mitzvah of simcha when there's a beis hamikdash kayim, and there's a mitzvah of simcha when there's no beis hamikdash kayim. So first we have to define what's the mitzvah of simcha when there is a beis hamikdash, and then we have to define what's the mitzvah of simcha when there is no Beis HaMikdash. So So when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so the mitzvah of Simcha is all these things, all these karbanos. Now Yochal Af Ofos, in other words, there are other karbanos of birds, right? Say you eat chicken. So would you be Yotze, say you bring a korban oaf. Is that good to be Yotze Simcha? Or a mincha. A milch is not even poultry, not even an animal. It's flour and oil. Talmud lo v'samachta b'chagecha mi shechagiga bo mehem. Yatsu eilu shein chagiga bo mehem. It has to be something that you can technically bring a korban chagiga from. And korban chagiga comes from an animal, not from a from an oaf or a mincha. So, right. In other words, there's the chalev, there's fat. There's no, you don't have the fats in chalev chogi. So by oaf, you don't have those fats. Only by the animal you have the fats. So there's no hekitimtz of chalev chogi. So chagig is not bo from menachas and from ofos. Mm-hmm. So mevela, the mitzvah of simcha is only from a animal. In other words, so you bring an animal korban and you eat that meat. That's how you yotze the mitzvah of simcha. But if you would eat have a bird korban, so then you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of simcha with that. Rav Ashi Omar v'samachta nafka yotzu elu she'ebehem simcha. Rav Ashi says it says v'samachta b'chagecha. And simcha is only bebasa. You don't have simcha with oaf. And then the Gemara says, "Rav Ashi, hi b'chagecha my ovid lei." Because Rav Ashi learns it out of a samachta, he doesn't learn it out from a chagechas. The first opinion says it can't be oaf because it says samachta b'chagecha. So they're learning it out from the word b'chagecha. It has to be something that a chagiga comes from. And a chagiga only comes from an animal because it says chelo chagi. The other opinion says that no, that it's referring to the pasuk is learned from the samachta, not from the chagecha, but the samachta. So Rav Ashi Omar, you samachta nafka, yotze elu she'ebehem simcha. And Rav Ashi hai b'chagecha, my ovid lei ahud of Rav Daniel Bakhtina, damar Rav Daniel Bakhtina, amar Rav, b'nayin she'en nosim noshim b'moed, she'en ema v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. And how do you know that that you can't get married on Chol HaMoed, because it says, so therefore, the opinion that says that it's learned out from the Samachta, from Bechagecha, learns the Samachta for this other drasha. Wait, maybe I said it correct. No, let me repeat that one second. In other words, it says that the samachta b'chagecha, that's the first opinion of the Gemara. Mi she chagiga ba mehem. And and Rav Ashi says it comes with samachta. So Rav Ashi, what does he learn from b'chagecha? So he learns from chagecha, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So he said it correctly. But those are the two sources that a korban oaf is not good for simcha. It has to be a korban behema. So either what, it's learned out from the word b'chagecha, it has to be something that a korban chagiga comes from, and a korban chagiga only comes from a behema because they have chelu chagi, or from the word v'samachta, that simcha is only b'basar, and you don't have simcha ba'of.
Here it appears that from oaf there is no simcha, but what about now coming to like a person, for example, that doesn't, that enjoys, let's say, chicken more than meat?
Right.
Does it have any part in here, or?
Right, so again, listen carefully. There are two parts to the mitzvah of simcha. There's the mitzvah of simcha b'zman beis hamikdash kayim, and then there's the mitzvah of simcha b'zman hazeh. So first we're talking about b'zman she beis hamikdash kayim. So beis hamikdash kayim, you have to have shalmei simcha, and that is coming from dafka meat, and not chicken. Yeah.
You
understand
that Rashi gets different ways, and even
though the Rashi says it has to be korbanos, he's saying that the only bit of this has to be sambasar, even if you're not being mocked at it. Who says?
Could you understand Rashi in that way?
No. Yeah. Rashi says, this is talking about, the Gemara is talking about korbanos. Samachta doesn't say with basar shalchulin. Dar v'davos. So we want to know, and then it says. The question: it has to come from a korban. Yes. Simcha has to come from a korban. So the question is, what korban does it come from? So it says dafka a meat korban and not chicken. And what's the source? So the Gemara has two makoros for that.
Even though you don't get married, women don't get married on, no one gets married on the moed, is what, to not be marvin simchum simcha?
That's a different reason, but here he's giving a gezeiras hakasav that says, samachta b'chagecha, that your simcha has to be with the chag, and not with your...
It's
a separate thing. There's an issue of getting married on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, that could be Shema. But here, there's an issue of getting married on Chol Hamoed. Okay. And this is repeated as well in the Gemara in Psachim, on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, on page 4. The Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbanan, Chayv Adam L'Samech Bano V'Nei Vesu Beregal. Shneimar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. You have to be V'Samech Bano V'Nei Vesu Beregal. Says V'Mameh V'Samchem B'Yayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anoshim Baroy Lahem Anoshim Baroy Lahem Anoshim." Baroy Lahem, men get happy with wine. Nashim b'mai, what are they happy with? Tani Rav Yosef. B'bovel b'bigdei tzivonim. In Bovel, the women would wear colored clothing, so that would make them happy. And Be'eretz Yisrael, b'bigdei pishton b'guotz. They would have linen garments that are well pressed. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseir Omer b'Zman shebeis hamikdash kayam ain't simcha ela b'basa. She'nema v'zavachta shlomim v'chalta shom v'samachta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. V'achshav she'in beis hamikdash kayam ain't simcha ela b'yayin. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Maseir makes a very important comment. He says b'Zman shebeis hamikdash kayam ain't simcha ela b'basa. And the pashtus it means basa of korbanos, because it says v'zavachta shlomim. And now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the Simcha comes from wine. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you have to eat meat. Not just meat, but korban, meat from a korban. And then when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so what's the Simcha today?
Wine.
It doesn't say meat. Why? Now we'll have to understand, we'll see this in a future packet, Bezer Hashem, of what's the... If it's a din of simcha, so why does the meat of a korban make you happy and not just any meat? Isn't it the same meat? Meat is meat. So that we'll see in a future shir, Bezer Hashem. But it's clear that the meat has to be a meat from korban. When there's a Beis HaMikdash Kayam, again, and when there's a Beis HaMikdash Kayam, it's meat of a korban and not chicken of a korban, not a bird korban. Because you can have korban from an animal and korban from an oaf. So he says, not that. Okay. Now if you'll take a look, Xerox the Mishnah in Sukkah in this packet. I mean, let's take a look in the Rambam. It's repeated in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif. Page 8? What? Page 9? Yeah. So it says the Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Yontif, Halacha Yud Zayin. Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Ushmonis Yimei HaChag, Yimshar, Yomim Tovim, Kulam Asur Behes Meditainis, Chayav Adam Lios Behem Sameach, Metov Lev, Huvan Ovene Yisom Cholam Nilvim, Shinemam Samach Tavachabecha. So he says that the mitzvah of Simcha is the every day. Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Ushmonis Yimei HaChag. Right, that's the Mishnah in Sukkah. Have a sukkah. Okay. In sukkah, on daf memches, it says a halal v'asimcha shmona. Memches amrav. A halal v'asimcha shmona. That Simcha is all 8 days of Sukkot and 7 days of Pesach. So Pashtus, what does that mean? That means you have to eat meat from a korban every single day. Every single day of the holiday. Again, we're talking first about when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's a different discussion. The first discussion is when there is a Beis HaMikdash. So you have to eat meat every single day, meat from a korban. Okay? Meat from a korban. And what kind of korban? Dafka korban behema, not a korban oaf. Well, okay. Yeah.
The
reason why he doesn't say Sarah is
because
he doesn't say Sarah is Parish. He doesn't say Shavuos? Yeah. Oh, it's the same thing.
Sweet milk.
Oh, it's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha is dafka by Sukkos, and then we apply it to Pesach as well. So, Shavuos, the whole thing is only one day. So, of course, you can eat meat that day. You have Chiddush is even on the 8-day holiday, it's no angle on 8 days. That's what he's saying. Now, there is a Tosefta. There is a Tosefta on page 21. The Tos is a Tosefta. So then, take a look. Here it's we'll take a look first in the Tosas, in the Chagigah, Vavim Beis. On page 20. The Tosefta Gersinin Shasimcha Yeshla Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Now, do we have that in our Tosefta? I don't know if it says that in our Tosefta, but that's the Lashon that Tosas has. Right? What does that mean? It has tashlumin. You can make it up. Right? You can make up the mitzvah tashlumin of simcha. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What does tashlumin mean? Well, say the Gemara in the beginning of Chagigah, Dav Beis Amralef, says he's supposed to bring a korban Chagigah on Yontif. So if you didn't bring it the first day, you have what? You can make it up the rest of the days. So he's saying the same thing by Simcha. Simcha has what?
7 days.
Has Tashlumen. So what does that mean, Tashlumen?
If you miss it, you can do it
another day. But the question is, yeah, l'chor, the mitzvah is every day. So how do you see, Chagigah is one Chagigah the whole holiday. One Chagigah the whole holiday. So you don't bring it the first day, you can bring it the rest of the holiday. But Simcha is what? Is every day. So what's Shaykh Tashlumin? So if I didn't eat meat the first day of Yontif, so he eat the second day. But the second day has its own Chiv. Second day has its own chiv. But the Mishnah says Beferish, it is Noheg. So the question is, how do these two things stem? On one hand, we're saying that the mitzvah of Simcha is Kol Shiva, Kol Shmona. And yet we're saying there's a din of Tashlumin. So how can there be a din of Tashlumin if Tashlumin usually means that the mitzvah is only one day? So if you miss the first day, you can bring it the rest. Right, so if you miss Shachris, you daven two minchas, but there you daven two. It's two Shmoneh Esrei. So what do you mean to say?
The Smar of Shabbos is already dead.
Right.
So the Smar of the first day of Yom Kippur is already dead.
Right.
And I thought
you'd
question the same way you'll do two
minhagim. Yeah, but each Shmoneh Esrei is defined here when you eat meat. So what makes it that this is yesterday's meat?
Two pieces.
Two pieces? Two kazesim? That's what it means? You mean to say that what it means is if you didn't eat meat the first day, so eat double the second day.
That's exactly what you wish on it.
Right, but at least by Shemona Esrei, it's defined that this is a second Shemona Esrei for yesterday. But meat, who says when you eat the second portion of meat, that's like... It's, why is that called yesterday's meat and not today's meat? Right, but there, it's defined that this is the Shemona Esrei, so this is the second Shemona Esrei. Now, the Torah wasn't Machayev, two Shemona Esreis by Shachris. If you miss Marav, you do two Shemona Esreis by Shachris. But Shein came by meat. So what does it mean? Like, if you didn't eat meat the first 6 days, so just eat seven pieces of meat on the last day?
Seven different meals.
Kol Shiva. It says Kol Shiva.
Maybe each day you can make up the day beforehand specifically. I don't know.
But that's how it's mashed with Kol Shiva.
Kol Shiva means that each day you can't make up
the
Tashlumin.
Kol Shiva means the Tashlumin exists for 7 days. So if you want to say that it means... What it means is that if you miss... Say you didn't eat meat the first 6 days. So 7 days, so do what?
Or it could be that if you miss the first day, you make up the second.
Right.
You can't make up 6 days in one day. You can do Tashuva.
Right, but usually Kol Shiva means something that exists only on one day. And now you didn't do it the first day, so you have an opportunity to do it the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day. That's it. Song is over. So you have such limited shiva means you really you're supposed to do it on the first day. So if you didn't do it the first day, you still have an opportunity for 7 days to do it.
Okay.
So it's a little strange. You see, by Shemona Esrei, it's only the next tefillah that you do it. So then it's a separate Shemona Esrei. So it's clear that it's there, but. It's hard to define that this piece of meat is today, and then you're having another piece of meat that counts for tomorrow.
You have different meals. Same way on Shabbos, you have three meals. The third meal, if you forget to say, let's say you don't have to, just that third meal is the testimony of Shabbos. Same thing here. We have seven meals. Seven separate meals. I mean, whether it's real meals or just... It's not impossible.
So take a look one second. With the Tori Evan. Who wrote the Tori Evan? Shagas Aryeh.
Okay.
23. Hadika Omar Yesh Mesimcha Mashay Mishneim Kosva Hatosis Ubitosefta Gasin the Simcha Yesh Lotashlum Kol Shiva Mashay Mishneim. But commercial of Logorslav, Svirle Gamina Yesh Lotashlum. Vani Toma, the Havada Hit and Tosefta Mishabeshnehi. He says the Tosefta can't be correct. It's a shibush. It's a misprint. It's a shibush. It's a mistake. The Mashayach Tashlumim Gabi Simcha Hakol Yom Mimei Regel Chayim Simcha Mifnei Atzmo. How's it trying to speak about Tashlumim if every day has its own chiyuv? So how's it trying to speak about Tashlumim? What does it mean that it doesn't only Simchas Tashlumim and not Chagiga? What are the things that are being compared here? The things that are being compared are Aria, Chagiga, and Simcha. So the girsa they had in the Tosefta was that Riya and Chagiga don't have Tashlum, but Simcha does. So first of all, it doesn't make sense what it means Tashlumim for Simcha. And what do you mean? Chagiga doesn't? Chagiga for sure has Tashlumim. Chagosa Moshe Shivas Yomim. You have 7 days to bring a Chagiga. If you didn't bring it the first day, you have 7 days to bring it. So it must be, says the Turi Evan, that it's a mistake. This notion that the Simcha called Shiva. Because every day has its own chiyuv. So it's not shaykh to speak of Tashlumin.
And where do we know that each day has its own chiyuv?
Because we said
the Mishnah
and Sukkah. And then the Rambam brings it down, called Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a teretz. Actually, the teretz was given by Rav Shach. Rav Shach gave a teretz to this kasha. What's the teretz? So take a look in the Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri is Rav Shach Sefer for the Rambam. On page 27. Take the first word of the line on page 27 on the right side is Omad Bezeh. Omad Bezeh. The Efsher says, Sezela Bir, Lefi Mach Nizbar, Sheish Kiev Korban Simcha, Chutzmi Mitzvah Simcha's Regal Bachil is Busar Kotchim. Kiev Zeshel Havos Korban Pam Echa Beregal Yotse Velotzorch Lizboch Bachal Yom Vyom. Pam echad hevi yotza, v'shuv al mitzvah olav rach le'echol b'sar kotshim. V'mochel b'sar chattis v'osher v'minidor v'dovas yotza. V'gam chiyuv zeh shal avos korban simcha l'matzino lo zman kavua b'yom harishon k'mo b'riyah v'chagiga. So the story is like this. Rav Shach just said a big chiddush. What did I tell you now? What's the mitzvah of Simcha? What is it? To eat what? Basar of Bisman Shabbos Mikdash Kayam. To eat meat of Korbanos. That's the mitzvah of Simcha. To eat meat of Korbanos. That's the mitzvah of Simcha. Meat of Korbanos. So where are you going to get these Korbanos? So someone happened to have a chattis around, or an asham, or an ol, or other than an ol of a shlomim, etc. That were brought for some other reason, right? That were brought for some other reason. But is there any chiyuv to shecht a korban l'shem simcha? Say you happen to have a korban shlomim for some other reason, a korban this for some, a korban toda for some other. You have a korbanus for. Is there an inyan also to one time during the holiday to bring a korban neder or a dove or something l'shem simcha? Or is it no? If I have other meat around, anyway, so I'm covered. I have 7 days of meat, so I'm covered. Or no. Is there an Indian that you should bring one day a korban l'shem what? L'shem simcha.
One day would be every day.
What?
One day would be every day. If you need to bring a korban simcha for one day, would have to bring it for all days. Each time the meat.
No, so what Rav Shach says is like this. There are two mitzvahs by simcha. There's a mitzvah of what? Of eating meat every day. And that meat of the korban, no matter what reason the korban was brought from. Lemaisa, if you have the meat, you have the meat. But then there's another chiyuv that one time during the duration of the holiday, one should bring a korban l'shem simcha. And that's the tosefta. That if you didn't bring that korban the first day, you have all 7 days to bring it. Because there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to eat meat, and that meat, as long as there's some korban around, for whatever reason it was brought, you eat that, you're fulfilling it. So that's what he says. Gam chiyuv zeh shel avos korban simcha lo matzinu lo zman kavua biyom harishon kemo shehu b'riya v'chagiga shezman hu biyom harishon mekulam tashlum d'rishon v'gedorish ha-gemor mikra v'chagosim oso. אבל בחייב קורבן שמחה לא מצינו כן. ומילא אם הביא ביום אחד מבי הרגל, יוצא מעיקר החייב ולא מדי תשלומים. ואף לא מלא אומר כולם תשלומים זה לזה. מכל מוקר שמידי הצרס ובדי תשלומים דרישון כמו שבי ארתור יבן שם. מה שאין כן בשמחה, יוצא מעיקר החייב ולא מדי תשלומים אף אם הביא בשמידי הצרס. זהו ביר דברי התוספתא. שהשמחה יש לו תשלום כל שבע, היינו, שעיקר החיוב הוא באיזה יום מהם להביא ולא בשניהם. שמעיקר החיוב הוא ביום ראשון, כולם רק תשלום לראשון. וזה כוספו, ושמי צולן גולוס, לסביר להם גם באינך, יש להם תשלום. אני שמקום מוכר מדין תשלום, יש גם באינך. ועל כן לא חושב למה שיש בשמחה, שעיקר החיוב יוצא כל שבע, ולא בשניהם, שרק מדין תשלום. לא, one second. Well, the Tosefta is talking about Simcha.
Have we ever heard about a Korban Simcha? No.
Yeah. Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha. So, in other words, what's Shalmei Simcha? Why do I have to have Shalmei Simcha? If say somebody has a Korban Chatas to bring every day, he was Mechal Shabbos during the past 6 months, 7 times. So every day he brings a Korban Chatas during Chol HaMoed. So he's bringing a korban chatas. So does he have to bring another korban l'shem simcha? He has enough meat just from his korban chatas. So to that, Rav Shach is saying, no, there's still another chiyuv to bring one korban l'shem simcha. And the chiddush is, that korban that he brings l'shem simcha has tashlum and kol shiva. Yeah.
The Rambam says that Nashim are also Chayavos in this Indian of Simcha, right?
Right.
So, well, I guess you could ask the question a few ways, but first of all, does it have to be that every Yachid has to bring their own Korban? And, or let's say, can people even start have to bring this Korban together, different people? Or is it a Chiv on the Yachid, according to Rav Shach? And also, would women be Chayav to bring this Korban as well? Like the Rambam seems to say that.
Well, we have to understand the Chiv of Nashim v'Simcha as a. Is a whole discussion. The Gemara says, "Bailo b'samcha might not be her own." So that's a whole different discussion.
For Yechid, is it a
chiyuv? Yeah, it's to say for Yachid. Yeah.
To
so it says, "Mashach shasimcha." יש לו תשלום כל שבע, הלא חייב שמחה הוא בכל הרגל, לכל יום ויום ימי החג מחויבו בשמחה. תקרא נהל לשמחה שמונה. Efshar zezo biya mimi mashu mispar sheish chiv korban simcha chutz. Yesh chiv korban simcha chutz mi mitzah simchas regal bachilas b'sar kotshim. You see that on the middle of the right side, the first word on the line is kiddakat hadi. First word is the omen b'zeh. Efshar zezo biya mimi mashu mispar sheish chiv korban simcha. Chutz mi mitzah simchas regel achilas b'sar kotshim. Chiv ze shel havas korban b'pam echad b'regel yotzei v'lo tzarech l'zboch b'chol yom v'yom. V'im pam echad havi yotza. V'shuv ha-mitzah olav rach le'echol b'sar kotshim. So he has to bring one time korban shlamim, the simcha, and then the rest, he doesn't have to bring any more korbanos. He just has to eat korbanos. See, by the others, by Chagiga and Riyah, you're really supposed to bring it to the first thing. And if you did, you can bring it the rest. Rav Shach is answering another question. Tori Evin has two questions. One question was, what's Shaykh to speak about Tashlumin? It's the whole holiday. So the answer he gives is no, because one time you have to bring in L'Shem Tashlum. The other question is, well, what is Dr. Seft saying? That Simcha has Tashlum, but Chagiga doesn't? Of course Chagiga has Tashlumin. No, so he says no. But what it means to say is, Chagiga, you're really supposed to bring the first day. If you don't bring the first day, you can bring in any of the 7 days. But by Chagiga, you can bring in any of the 7 days, that's the Ikar Hadin. It's not that really you're supposed to bring it the first day, and then if you don't, you can bring it the other days. Right, Chagiga preferably should be the first day. But if you couldn't bring it the first day, you bring it the rest. But what it means that Simcha has Tashlum Kol Shiva means that every day you can bring it, and it's just as L'chatchila to bring it the first day and as to bring it the sixth day or the seventh day. By Chagiga, it's really supposed to bring the one the first day and not.
So really all 7 you have to have meat, but only one day you have to have a korban.
Right. In other words, you have to have other korbanos around to eat the meat. In other words, because you can't save a korban for more than a day or two.
So
that korban, and that's what's this tashlumin on. That you can bring, you have to bring one time during the holiday, and you can bring it any day, because it's only one time during the holiday. Masha ein kein, and then there's another chiv of what? Of what?
Stam
eating meat of a korban. And then, say your neighbor has extra korban, that he brought a big nedarim v'nedavos. So you have a bunch of friends. One is bringing one on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. So you go to your friends' houses in Yerushalayim and you eat. And they invite you. So you're covered. The korban is enough for the whole week. But one time you have to bring a korban. Say you don't bring any nedarim v'nedavos chatas. You weren't machal Shabbos. You don't have any chatas to bring. Or your kohen. You don't have any nedarim v'nedavos to bring. But one time you yourself have to bring a korban simple. So Rav Shach printed this Dvar Torah in Tufshin Gimel. Take a look on page 28. Page 28. This is the most fascinating thing. He says, let me tell you outside. Basically, he printed this Dvar Torah in a Torah journal. And then the next day, I'm just dramatizing a little bit. And the next day he gets a letter from the Chazon Ish. And the Chassidish says that what you wrote is an Aveira of Baal Tosif. You made a mitzvah that doesn't exist. There is no such mitzvah. Meaning the mitzvah is only achila. There's no such mitzvah that one time during the Chag, so he says, "Hamichtav hazeh." So, Shal Maran haChazanish, Musav Amasha Kasafti Perk Beis Mihilchas Chagiga Halachi Yud, Shepashti Mishnas Tovshin Gimel. He printed in Tovshin Gimel in a Torah journal called Knesset Yisrael, Sheyotza Or LaOr BiYushalayim. Vaski Balti Mimenu Michtav Zeh, VeChazati Masha Kasafti Mizeh. So he says that he wrote it, and he got a letter that the Chazanish said he's wrong, so he retracted. And then he found out that Rav Baruch Tumim Frankel, in his Hagos Imre Baruch on the Turi Evan, said the same thing. So, and then they point out this, the other early Achronim said what Rav Shach already had said. So he felt the. So look at the Chazanish's letter. So this is the Chazanish's letter to Rav Shach. He says, "Mitzvah Simcha hu rak achilas basar lefnei Hashem." Chazanish says that the mitzvah Simcha is only eating meat. Bei mishalo, bei mishal acherim. The noheges kol shiva. Zohi mitzvah v'samachta. Aval ein chiyuv shal akrova b'shvil Simcha. He says there's no chiyuv of hakrava. If there would have been two mitzvahs, meaning eating and bringing, hayadomer beforesh or beforesh of mishnah over gemara, it would have been stated explicitly in the mishnah of the gemara. If the mishnah gemara lo huskura mitzvah hakrava anu minayin lanu, v'torksiv. Simcha zayin yomim v'kulam shavav hakrava zayin yomim leka gam hakrovas yomechad leka. The Torah speaks about simcha kol shiva. So what is simcha kol shiva? Manav shach. If it means to be makriv, then the mitzvah should be all shiva that you should have to bring. And it was only the Torah only speaks about simcha kol shiva. It doesn't speak about simcha one time. So manav shach. If there's a mitzvah of hakrava, then it should be every 7 days. And if not, there's no mitzvah at all, and the mitzvah is only eating. And that eating is all 7 days. The only mitzvah of hakrava, ain't a ba ala benachul, ain't a noheges kol zayin, ki azi abidein mishnah chadashis himcha keitzad, zehi, ain't a ba ala, etc. And then look at the brackets. You see? The bracket? V'yesh b'zeh mishum lo Yosef. To say such a thing is Baal Tosef. Kamo she'ein lo mar basar of daraisa. Just like if you would say that having chicken and milk is a daraisa, it's only meat and milk is daraisa, you're adding a mitzvah, so that's Baal Tosef. So to say that there's a chiv of hakrava in addition to achila, there's a mitzvah achiv is called shiva. And akrav one time, it's Baal Tosef. Of course, if you don't have any, you have to shecht. You have to bring. In other words, everyone agrees that if you don't have enough for 7 days, then you have to bring a korban, the darim and the davus l'shem simcha. But the question is, if you have all, is there still a chiv? That's the chiv to bring is only a hechi timsa, so you'll be able to eat. But say you have a lot of good friends around, and they're inviting you every night. Another friend says, "Oh, I brought nedarim nedavos today. I have korban meat." Another friend calls you up, I have. So you're covered for the whole holiday. So you have to go bring your own? No! But Rav Shach is learning Pshat that no, you have to bring your own one time. So Chazanish says, where does that say that in the Chumash? Chumash speaks about 7 days. So it's interesting. We have Schulziger from Bnei Brak, who I had the schus to meet many years ago, 1991. I went to his house, we spoke in learning. First we davened Mincha Panovich, and Rav Shach was there. I went with my father, we davened Mincha Panovich. It was a packed day. I spoke in learning with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Schulziger. It was a packed day in Bnei Brak. So he tells you the story here on page 29. Rav Schulziger was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. He just died a couple of years ago. He was a tremendous Eish HaTorah, tremendous Islavus of Torah. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulziger in Bnei Brak. So take a look on page 29. It's on the left side, the paragraph that you see where I put the arrow, go a little further down. Ubedorenu, in the thick letters. Ubedorenu zehine kosov kvod maran ga'od uzeinu harav avi ezri shlita. Choveres knesis Israel, shiotzu lorom shnas toshim gimel. Levar shish gal chiv krov korban simcha. Ve'erich mzatuva. Vazek kibel michtav me rabban shal Yisrael hachazanish. Shadoche zos mikol v'chol. V'das kotsha ein ela mitzah achila milvad. Because shall yesh bezeh inyan shall bal tosif, v'omar sheyesh mitzvah chadasha shall akrova shall mechzimcha. V'acharei shekibel rabbeinu shlita es ha-michtav hazeh, ratzal lichtav b'chover, neres ha-bar shal knesset shal ho'el, v'kibel michtav chazanish, harei hu chozibro. So he wanted Rav Shach in the next edition of the Torah Journal, I guess it came out monthly or whatever it was, by Ma'il, I don't know, to say that he retracts. El Sharaban Shall Musel Haevan Ezel, Ravis Zalman Armalo Shaedu Tsarach Laksabo. So the Ravis Zalman Meltzer, who's the father in law of who? Rav Aaron Kotler, told him he didn't have to retract. Vigam Hera Esamichtav Kotchel Shal Chazanish, and then he showed to the Briskerov the Chazanish's letter. And he didn't say anything. V'chaka cheru l'rabbeinu shlita, and then they showed him the Imre Baruch. And he saw that the Imre Baruch, I'll show you the Imre Baruch in a second, Baruch Tumim Frankel, that the Imre Baruch says like him. So therefore, when he printed his Sefer, Avi Ezri, he prints the Shtikl Torah, and the letter of the Chazanish. Because since the other said it, so he feels he had a right to print it. And then he prints the Chazanish, told him that it's not correct. So he printed both. So you want to see the Imre Baruch? I'll show it to you. It happened to be in the packet. And it's not only the Imre Baruch, but Tzlach, we'll see. It's the Imre Baruch and the Tzlach. On page 24. You see, column 2 and column 3 ends in Imre Baruch.
Is this the same Imre Baruch?
This is Imre Baruch Tum of Frankel. He wrote a lot of the Hagos, Imre Baruch, Baruch Tum of Frankel. So he says, Nichla Betzidov, Yeshlob Adapte Chayovim Lechol Kol Yom Mishal Misimcho, Yochol Latseis Mishal Misimcho Shal Chaveiro, you could be Yotze with your friends. V'gamutol al kol ish lahakriv al kol ponim korban echad mishalo v'shal mesimcha v'zeh yesh lo tashlum kol chag. So it's mamish what Rav Shach said, that everyone has to bring his own shal mesimcha, and that is what the Tosefta is saying, yesh lo tashlum kol shivim. And the Tzlach on page 25 says the same thing. Take a look. You see, the Tzlach is medayik from the Rambam. take a look at the Rambam for a second. Let's see the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Chagiga. Page 7. He says, Vasimcha ha'mura birgolim, hishayakrev shlomim, yeser, al shalmei chagiga. That you should be makriv shlomim more than just the shalmei chagiga. So the pashup shot, everyone learns that that just means if you don't have meat, you do that. Not that there's a chiv to do that. But the tzlach says that maybe the pshat is that there's a chiv to do that. V'alatmiya, look at the paragraph on page 25. V'alatmiya, Rishona, he'amokom lomar al pi mashem biyardu divrei Rambam b'rei shilchas chagiga. Shekasa v'asimcha mur bergolim hishayakiv shlomim yeser al shalom b'chagiga v'heim nikroim shalmi simcha shekevanoso sh'af sheyotzim b'simcha v'chol b'nei basar ha'korbonos v'akonim chattas v'asham avol p'ishol lo'ikurim l'shem shalmi simcha v'chol mokom al kol ponim pam achas m'chuyiv l'akriv l'shem shalmi simcha v'chol b'dorim v'dorim v'syotzim v'chol ponim m'chuyiv l'akriv l'shem shalmi simcha. So the answer is no, because there's a separate chiyuv of bringing shalmei simcha. Wow. Okay, that is the. So you see, there's a whole. The Imre Baruch, the Baruch Tam, and the Tzlach says that the Rav Shach and the Chazanish holds they're all wrong. It's Bal Tosef. And the mitzvah is only Achila. So if you have an opportunity to get meat, all seven, so there's no Chiv, that one time during the Chag, you should do it yourself. What? Okay, so Yayin. We're not up to that yet, because that's going to be a separate packet. I just handed it in packet 4. Whether there's an Indian to have a revius of yayin every day during Kol HaMoed. So we're going to have a separate share on that. Okay? So that is, yeah. Really? Yeah. Yeah, maybe the whole the thing is a mistake, like the Shagasari said. Pasha says it's a mistake. I mean, in our version of the Tosefta, we don't even have that line. Right? Tosas quarter. And the whole thing is problematic, because then you have to also, the other problem is that, what does it mean that Simchas Tashlumen, but Riyah Chagiga don't? I mean, Chagiga, that for sure has tashlum. So, to build a whole. But the Lashon HaRambam, that's the thing. Tzlach is the Lashon HaRambam, Sheyakriv. Yes, sir. I'll... So, why is Sheyakriv? Yes, sir. I'll... In other words, if there's Chagiga around, so why do you have to do. Normally, maybe if most people will bring it the first day, you're not going to have any, but... Pashto says Sheyakiv, only the day that you can have meat to eat. But if you are resourceful and you have enough friends who are bringing it throughout the rest, so then...
That's how the Chazanish would explain the Rambam.
No?
The Chazanish would explain the Rambam, that it's just like a suggestion, kind of?
Yeah.
It's just practically...
Yeah. Chazon Ish would explain the Rambam that it's just a practical suggestion. Now, there's another discussion about Bizman HaBayis. So he said you have to bring a korban. But say you do other smachas Bizman HaBayis. So the pashas is, you would think, that Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah of Simcha is only Derabban. Right? Because if we don't have korbanos bizman hazeh, so how do we do simcha? So we do simcha b'yayin with other things, but maybe that's only the Rabbanon. That's the opinion. So that's the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos. As we'll see, the Rambam holds that even other simchas are daraisa, and therefore bizman hazeh we can still get a mitzvah daraisa of simcha by doing other things that make us happy. And Tosa's opinion is no, that the only simcha daraisa is the korbanos. Once there's no korbanos, any other simcha is only the rabbanon. And that's brought down at Tosa's Mokot on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, page 10. Gemara says, Ovel einu noheg aviluso berega. Ovel is not noheg avelus on yontif. Shenema samachta b'chagecha. He avelus v'mikaruhu osi esi derabe v'dochi esi diochid. In other words, if a person was sitting shiva before yontif and yontif comes, so he has a mitzvah avelus, but then Simcha is the Simcha of Rabbin. So that pushes off the Avelis Diyachid. And the Avelis Dahashtahu, Lo'osi Yasid Diyachid, Vidachi Yasid Rabbin. And if, God forbid, he loses all the regal, so he's now involved in the Simcha de Rabbin, so that he's not going to win over. So let's see, Tosis. Esi Diyachid, Mashmid Avelis Dika Esi Daraisa. Mashmid, the fact that it says Esi Diyachid, it's not sure that the Avelis is a mitzvah daraisa. You won't call Marv Dachi Asi the Rabbanon. By the Kama Lomi Boy, you may Avelo the Rabbanon, Hainu Asiyas Malacha. Maybe Avelis is daraisa, but the Isra of Asiyas Malacha is only the Rabbanon. Nafma Masmachma Fakia Chagechem Oval. Aval Gufa Avelis daraisa. Mio Dirali, the Simcha Saregel Nabi the Rabbanon. The Simcha and Mashal be Simcha. So he says that just because it says essay doesn't mean daraisa. Just means a mitzvah. Can mean even a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Haraya, the mitzvah of Simcha is only the Rabbanon, Tosfos says. Why? Because the only Simcha d'oraisa is what? Is Shalmei Simcha. Is Korbanos. Okay, you can have a machlokes, Rav Shach, and the Imre Baruch, and the Tzlach, and then Chazon Ish. What exactly Korbanos mean? Does it mean only Achila or even bringing? But Avelis is only the Rabbanon. Because the Gemara says, Lo biba you may avelo the Rabbanon. So it says you may avelo the Rabbanon. So why is it called essay? So he wants to say that maybe avelos the Rabbanon just means the Issa Malacha on an Avelis is their bottom. But the etzem of the Nihuge Avelis is the Raisa. But then he says no. Then he says maybe it's really Drabon. Ah, it's called an essay. So he says no. Because what? Because Simchas Yontif is also only Drabon and it calls an essay. So just because it calls an essay doesn't necessarily mean the Raisa. It could just mean essay could just mean a mitzvah, not necessarily a mitzvah deraisa, it could be a mitzvah derabbanan. Yeah.
So how it goes with explaining the Gemara of Sachin, which presents the idea of simcha pre and post the korban, and even ends with supporting the idea of simcha without a korban with the pasuk. And so from Tehillim, which would seem to imply that not only there's no difference, but the last kind of ends by supporting the pasuk would seem to imply that Yayin is the right also.
Yeah, 1 second. Can you say that again?
The Gemara of Sachin, it presents side by side the Simcha before the Korban and after, and it doesn't seem to imply anywhere that there's any difference in one being the right one being their abundance. And it even ends by supporting the idea of having Yayin when the Beit HaMikdash is not standing with the Pasuk from Tehillim, which seems, from here I would think that both are the right.
Okay.
So how it goes about explain this, especially the
why? What is the pasuk to Helen?
The pasuk to him seems to make the obligation of having wine when there is no way to give a korban if they're right, no?
Who says it's Taraisa? Now take a look in the Rambam on page 9, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin. With the Rambam, this is very pointed out. Disagrees with, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, Tosfos. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin says, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Shmonis Yimei Chag, Yishai Yimei Yimim Tovim, Kulam Asum, Pesach B'Tainis. Hayav Adam Vios Sameach, Tov Leiv. Then he says, Afa Bisha Simcha Mura Kan, he covered Shlomim, Rosh Anu Mevarim, Hilch Asagi, Yesh Bechal Osem Simcha L'smachu, Barav Reveso, Kolech Al Roilo. Because even though the mitzvah Simcha, but that's all of Korban Shlomim, but it also includes doing other forms of Simcha, namely giving your kids nuts, giving your wife new clothing, etc. etc. So the way others learn, as Rav Shechter pointed out, others learn that the Rambam Shita is that the Mitzvah Daraisa is not only Shalmei Simcha, but it's also other forms of Simcha. Hence Bizman Hazeh, thank you. Hence Bizman Hazeh, now we don't have Shalmei Simcha, we could still have Simcha Daraisa through other forms of Simcha, as the Rambam continues from the Gemara. Ketzer Ketanim, little kids, he gave them nuts, Kloyos Vegosim, Nushim, he gave them clothing, jewelry, etc. Whereas Tosis learns that the old things are only the Rabban. And the only thing that's the Raisa is the Shalmei Simcha. So that's why, according to Tosis, Bizman Hazeh, there's no Simcha mi the Raisa.
not for me.
Well, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanan.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that could be, if you know, maybe if you only have money for one mitzvah d'oraisa, so if it's only d'rabbanan, you would definitely choose the d'oraisa, but if it's a d'oraisa, then it gives it more of a status of kedima, of...
Do you remember that eating the basar today is the rice?
Oh, so now the question is, what about Simcha Bezman Hazeh? So Tosa Simcha Bezman Hazeh is all the Rabbanim. But what about the Rambam? So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Chef, Ketzad, Haktanim Nosim L'Kloyos, Anoshim Toram Begodim V'Takshitim, Anoshim Ochlin Basar V'Shosim Yayin. So the Rambam writes Beferish that the men eat meat. Now, meat is not korbanos, because we don't have korbanos b'zman hazeh. Meat and wine. She ain't simcha el b'basav. Ain't simcha el b'yayin. Yeah.
It's interesting how he's quoting ain't simcha el b'basav, which is really, I guess, from the Gemara himself that we saw. But that's talking about the basar of korbanos, isn't it? The Gemara he's quoting there is really talking about the basar.
No.
Isn't that why the Gemara Masechet said Insimcha Elabasar was only speaking about Zman HaMikdash, and that's why after.
So no. The question is, the Rambam is problematic.
Exactly.
Because the Gemara says Insimcha Elabiyayin, the Rambam says Basar and Yayin.
It seems in the Gemara Masechet that Yayin replaces.
Right, and the Rambam says Basar and Yayin. So that's the question. That's the Beis Yosef asks of the Rambam. On page 11. Take a look. Beis Yosef asks the Kasha of the Rambam. Creation is Moab. The last line where the brackets are. Al Rambam, Lam Hutzach Sheyochlu Bosav Yishtu Yayin. That Bevayis Katan Dibz Man Hazeh Ein Simcha El B'Yayin. Mashu B'Yayin Sagi Below Bosav. Right? The Gemara says in Pesach Ein Simcha El B'Yayin. So what's Bosav? So why does the Rambam say Bosav?
On page 9, you said that Tosfot holds that all the mitzvah today of Simcha is totally d'rabbanan. However, the Rambam holds that there still is a mitzvah d'oraisa, for example, buying your kids whatever, candy, whatever. Okay?
Right.
According to the Rambam, that's d'oraisa.
Yeah.
What about the basar that you eat also?
Right, anything that makes you happy.
Anything that makes you happy.
Right, Rashar Smachas. Now take a look at the Bach on page 11. He also, from the beginning, Hiksha HaBeis Yosef. The first line. The paragraph of Pesachim Yisatanya Rabbi Yehuda Bebeseira Omer Bezman Shabeis Mikdash Kayev and Simcha Ella Bebasa Shnema Mezavachta Shlomi Mechalta Shav Samachta. Achshav She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayev Ein Simcha Ella B'yayin Shnema B'yayin Samach Lava Venosh Matzma Desagi B'yayin Belo Bosom Lam Hutzach HaRamam Shayochol Bosom Yishtu Yayin Nira Desfirli The Rabbeinu The Masnis And Perak Oso Mezbeno. The Mishnah in Oso Mishnah says, "Arba prokim b'shana ha'mocher b'heim al chaver tzarich laodiyum ima mecharti lishchot." In other words, the din is a din of Oso Vesbino. I mean, you can't shecht the mother and the child of an animal on the same day. So the question is, if you sell animals in a store, so if in the morning you sell the mother, and now you're selling the kid, how do you know that they're not going to be shechted today? So you have to. So normally you don't have to assume, just because you sold it today, you don't have to assume that it's going to be shechted right away. But an Erev Chag, you have to assume that it's going to be shechted right away. So 4 times in the year, the Mishnah says in Kulin, take a look. Yeah, page Taf Pei Gimel on page 6. It says, "Barbar prakim b'shana hamochem behemel chaver tzarf ladil ibe b'charti lishkol." Eile erev yontov achmed shalchag. In other words, the erev shmini atzeres, erev Pesach, erev Shavuos, and erev Rosh Hashanah. So you assume if you sold an animal that day, you have to assume it's going to get shechted that day.
What about erev Shabbos?
What about, so Tosef's question, what about Erev Sukkos? So Tosef's answer is Erev Sukkos, people are too busy with the Sukkah and the Dal Minim that they're not going to shecht. They don't have time to shecht at Erev Sukkos. But the other Yom Tovim, they have more free time to shecht. But you, so the Bach says, you see from here that they would have meat on Yom Tov. So maybe that's the source of the Rambam. Oblika of Simba Basar. And then he says the second white line, Achta Avri Pesachim, maybe means, Mizrash HaBeis HaMikdash Kayim, Iker Simcha Basha Shlomu. Moshe came be... Iker Simcha Basha Shlomu, Sivin Krol, Zavachta Shlomu, Iker Tarti Simcha אחד הסמכס הבוס שלום עם השם, ואידך סמכס אחיל זה בוסר. מה שאין כן ביין, דלכה אל אחד הסמכס. ואיקר סמכס בבוס שלום, אבל עכשיו שאין בעצם יקדש קיים, אין איקר סמכס אלא ביין. Whereas it could be, you can learn the Gemara to mean that when there's a basic mikdash kayim, the ikar simcha is bebas shalom. Because you have, you bring Shlomo Lashem, and you enjoy the meat. Yayin, you're just enjoying it, but you're not bringing it Lefnei Hashem. But today we don't have a base of Mikdash, so Iker is B'yayin. So therefore, yeah. Now, Rabbi Berger pointed out, we'll have to see, some want to say, well, we'll see, let's see the Amshal Shlomo for a second. The Amshal Shlomo also discusses this on page 13. I'll go over to page 14. Look on page 14. Cuss of Mari Caro. If Yosef Caro asks Yesh Lukmol or Rambam, why do you have to eat meat? I thought it's only Yayin. So he says, so some say, I have to see who said this. Very important point out of the packet. Someone said it here, that maybe we don't paskin like that day in the Gemara. There was a day in the Gemara, that was one opinion of Yehuda ben Maseira, but maybe we don't even paskin like the opinion of Yehuda ben Maseira. Maybe we just paskin. Rambam doesn't paskin like that opinion. Rambam first paskins that when there's a base of Mikdash, you have shlomim, but when there's not, you just do whatever makes you happy. Who says that pshat? So, what?
According to that pshat, why does the Rambam then bring dafki ayin? He also brings ayin.
He also brings ayin, because that's something that makes people happy.
Doesn't it sound much better for the Yehudim Sarah?
Good second. Thank you. Well, so let's just see what we'll see, maybe the word wrong. But let's take a look. What the Yom Shel Shlomo says a pshat. Close it by Rikar, four lines down. Vani Omer, the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir Lobala Mayit Achilas Basa. Shitei Tzimcha Alav Basa. Because when Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir says Yayin, he doesn't mean to exclude Basa. The Simcha Tziyotif Hiya Suda. V'lo Nikra Suda, Liyos Bo Leif Tov Simcha Bo Achilas Basa. Alav Shiz Masha, Beisa Mikta Sheyakayam Hayu Ochel Basa Shlomo. They own the Bel Kamar Hasev, and must be called Simcha Zu. In other words, he says when there was a, in other words, he wants to give another shot in the Gemara of Yehuda ben Seir. It means that when there is a base of Mikdash, you brought Korbanos, and there's such an excitement to bring Korbanos, so all you had to eat is the Basar Korbanos, you were happy. Even if you would eat the Basar Korbanos with water, you would be happy. But now that we don't have that excitement of the base of Mikdash, so Simcha El Yayin means that you have to have Yayin with the Basa. Because the Basa and Yossi, they have some Simcha Siyanti.
It's like you need the wine to revive the Simcha Siyanti.
Right. It was the Basar alone is not as exciting anymore. It's not Mashmah that way in the Gemara. So that's what he wants to say, Pshat in the Rambam, the Yom Shel Shlomo. That you need, Ein Simcha El B'Yayin means together with the Basar. But then in the Sefer, see, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, on page 16, that Chayv Lefzah al Shtek Kikars Lekor Kol Suda al Yayim. It doesn't speak about meat. Well, I got it wrong. Quotes the Rambam, says, Mitzvah Lechol Basar. Okay. Yeah, the Or Avram quotes it, what Rabbi Berger was saying from the Or Avram, page 18, on the left side, paragraph Ella, second paragraph to the bottom. Ella Nira, he said, the Rambam ben Mesel Sfiru le Bezekashitas Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera. He practices like the other opinion. Yidach Tanayim ha-Muvayim be-Psachim, Tisa ha-Sum, Chayv Nismech, So the Rambam doesn't paskin like that opinion of Rav Yehuda ben Seira. The Rambam paskins that everyone has to get what's good for them. So men usually have meat and wine. Rav Yehuda.
that that pshat works better for the, like just pshat in the Gemara.
Yeah. And it's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira who holds that Zman HaMikdash should meet and now it's wine. But the Rambam didn't necessarily paskin like that. So the Rambam holds that there's Indian of meat and wine. But if you hold up, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, so then there's no meat anymore because there's no karbanos. So then it's only wine. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, today we began the Simcha only karbanos? Is it eating? Is it two mitzvahs? Is it one mitzvah? Is it the Raisa b'zman hazeh? Tosfos is the Rambam. And what's pshat in the Rambam? Why is the Rambam going against the Gemara? Did he learn a different pshat in the Gemara? Did he pass it like the other opinion, etc.? So, Bezrat Hashem, next week we'll continue with the second packet on this topic.